Welcome back to Wydell's Party Line. Here we are, finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Vierk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor. Big deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com. And those are our fine sponsors. Plus, we've also got our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com. So thank you for checking us out this morning. I'm Kevin Keith with Melissa Miller. And on the phone, we've got Don Stock plus Jamie Blacker. We're going to talk some high school football. Yeah. Good morning, folks.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey there. How y'all doing?
Man, I'm doing Friday. Great. How's Don doing?
Yeah, it's Friday. You got to enjoy that it's a Friday. It's always a good day.
Yes. And it's a football Friday this time of year. So Russ and I were talking just a moment ago here on the air along with Melissa that we've got two pretty good games optioned up tonight at HoosierLandTV.com.
Yeah, that's correct. So, but if you were a real avid watcher, you're probably going to watch more of the Gopher football game tonight. That's the biggest ball game in the county, I think, there tonight.
Right. Let's talk about that one first. Jamie, you're a Gopher first and foremost, but what's some of your thoughts on Sheridan coming to Clinton Prairie tonight?
Well, it's a very intriguing matchup. The Blackhawks are ranked number 13th in the coaches' poll, and the Gophers are ranked 15th. In the last 35 years, Sheridan's won this matchup 20 to wins to 3 losses.
Wow.
for Sheridan. So Clinton Prairie doesn't win this very often, but I think this is one of those years that the Gophers match up very, very well. The Blackhawks are very big, and they like to just pound the ball. And if you know Bud Wright, who's been around for a long time, he likes to just run that ball off tackle right up the middle, and he'd do it all night and never throw it once if he doesn't have to. So right. If the Gophers can play extremely tough defense tonight, they do have some athletes on the offensive side. And, Don, you've done games for Prairie the last 3 weeks, and the Gophers can be explosive at times, can't they?
Well, yeah, they have so many options, Jamie, on the running side of things. So many options. Speed's not a challenge. They've got speed. They have an offensive line that will match up with the power ball that I think that they have the ability to produce. And I think the game's going to come down to the mentality part of it, Jamie. I've had a lot of conversations, or a little bit of a conversation with Coach Slicker after we get off inside the huddle. And you know, one of the challenges I think Prairie has in this process is that it's the mental part. So you and I both know there's going to be a call that's going to get made that maybe not be good for Clinton Prairie. And will they fold, or will they say, here we go, it's all over? You know, so I think that's the mentality that the Gophers have got to get over. I'm hoping they're listening. I'm hoping that they're getting mad at me, because I want them mad when they get out there on the field, and I want them kicking some Blackhawk rear end. I think that's where it comes down to.
Jamie, I was going to ask you what you thought, and Don, your thoughts too on do you think Prairie will be able to handle Sheridan's run game?
Yeah, I think so. I think they just got some questions to answer on the defensive line, especially off tackle. If they can plug the holes there for Sheridan, I think the Blackhawks might be in for a long night, because they're pretty, you know, generic in what they run, but they're very well coached, and they block better than anyone in 1A football. I mean, when you watch them come off the line, those white helmets of the Blackhawks are usually lower than the other team, and football is a lot about leverage, so they tend to win the battles up front. And then the other thing over Bud Wright's tenure is they're very disciplined. Not very often do they make a lot of mistakes and penalties. Yeah. So if we can catch them on an off night, I think the Gophers have a heck of a chance. Plus, Kevin, new lights for Clinton Prairie, much needed since probably 30-some years ago.
Yes.
So it's going to be I know they've had them up and running this week and checking them out, and it's very, very impressive. So that's another plus for the Gophers, and also it's homecoming. So maybe the stars will align tonight out there on the west side.
Well, and I'm like Don. I think part of it can be in your head, just because you think, oh, we're playing Sheridan. Yeah. Sheridan's had that reputation for so many years that it's hard for the kids not to get that into their heads. But mm-hmm. Sheridan's beatable. I mean, I've watched them get beat. They're very beatable, and I think Prairie can do it. They just got to get it out of their heads that they're playing Sheridan. It's just another team. Yeah. They just need to go out there on the field and play their game, and do it.
And one thing that I think is totally different for the Gophers here in this season that they've never had before, and not that the coaching staffs in the past were inept or not able, they just have so many good coaches. They have a head coach. Mm-hmm. They have an offensive coordinator. They have a defensive coordinator. They have line coaches. They have cornerback coaches. They have people coaching everywhere, and they've never had that before. And I think it's just been very instrumental for Prairie to step their game up this year to have that many coaches on the field, and they're just all doing a tremendous job.
Yeah, this is a very talented Clinton Prairie football team. They've got two quarterbacks. They've got three running backs. They've got speed to be able to get down the field. They have the golden opportunity here today to draw a lot of attention to themselves, and I hope that they do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that this is a winnable game for the Gophers. They just got to be prepared for things that maybe don't go their way early or late down the home, and just rock it off and keep on trucking down the road. But Jamie's so right. It's all going to come down to fundamentals and who has the ability to use those to their fullness.
Let's talk about the other game too. Frankfort at Lebanon. That's tonight. The option one or two at HoosierLandTV.com.
Well, the hot dogs will be watching us. That's for sure.
Yeah,
They'll be queuing into that ball game. And you know, I talk a lot to my son Tyler, who played under Colby, and it's for me the difficulty for me and this football team is that nothing seems to be working right for them. I mean, nothing. Mm-hmm. And they've been getting throttled a lot of the ball games, and but I will say one thing for Coach Byers. You know, he has confidence that his kids can run the offense that he's running and do well. But I think that the biggest challenge that the Hot Dogs have is inexperience. I mean, Coach mm-hmm. Byers makes a great point in the fact that a lot of kids get new players to come into their school, and he doesn't. He gets Hispanics, which not a bad thing, but a lot of them don't know how to play football. So he now has to educate while you're learning to play, and that's a tough gig to go, especially when you're playing in the Sagamore Conference that has become a pretty powerful football program.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct, Don. Take for instance Lebanon. They're 2-2 on the year, but they played 6A Zionsville and got beat 42-6. They played Perennial Power in 3A Danville and lost that game 14-13. They won last week over Northmont 27-6, and they very first season game of the season they played a 4A Pendleton Heights. So I think strength of schedule, what Frankfort's done so far, you know, they're playing the county rivals, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, not quite the competition probably a 6A Zionsville would be. So you know, Frankfort has the capability of moving the football and scoring a lot of points, but I think their defense is really going to have to step up tonight from right off the get-go, or this game could be over early.
Yeah, Jamie, I think you're spot on.
Well, we know we got a backup then if Carl ever needs a day off. Jamie will be right there.
I agree. You know, I'm thinking Jamie Blacker needs to get engaged in this thing, and we can split up and cover a lot of the county sports and get it all covered.
Maybe, or do a on-the-field reporter there. We could give him a wireless mic. What was you going to say, Jamie?
I said, you just may not want Don and I to cover the Frankfort Prairie game.
No, I want you guys to cover it.
That would make for interesting fodder, you know?
We have a lot of fun. Yeah, well, I was talking to my son Tyler this morning. He's down in Jennings County, and they've got a new coach, and their team has been a kind of in the same boat that Frankfurt's in. They hadn't been winning, and the new coach is trying to bring. But what I told him, I said, you know, Tyler, I said, I'm going to the ball game tonight, and I got to make sure that I don't get mad early, because that's what happens. I'm used to us playing good. We're not playing well, and it just irritates the bejesus out of me. And I try not to show it, and Carl goes, Don, everybody's expecting it. Just be who you are. Okay.
I'm going to say, Carl is not one to keep you calm. It's not going to happen. I mean, come on. Listen to Carl. Doesn't matter who's playing. He gets wound up no matter what.
I have another reason why I get irritated about anything that has to do, of course, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway, with Lebanon, and that is, I've called their athletic department twice to make sure that we can come over with absolutely no response. I've given them my cell phone number.
Oh, no.
And so I'm going in after I get off. I'm going back in to see if I can get a hold of somebody over there to make sure that we're good to go when we get there. So it's irritating. It's a little irritating.
Yeah, I get that. Well, if you're still having a hard time, let me know, Don, and I'll start making some phone calls, too.
Lebanon knows you're a hot dog, Don. That might be the problem. Better have Kevin call.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be in blue and white tonight.
Good.
So you
were sporting the red and black last week. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
I did. I
was disappointed on Clinton County Daily News they didn't get his red shorts in the picture.
I kept that picture for my personal stash.
All right.
We need to mention a couple more games.
Yeah.
Central's home tonight for their homecoming.
Yeah.
Taylor comes to town. Both ball clubs are 0-4. So it could go either way tonight. It's predicted to be like a couple point game. So the Bulldogs have not scored a point in 3 weeks. Taylor, they can be explosive at times. They played Eastern and Carroll the last 2 weeks and scored 20 points in both of those ball games. So it could be an interesting matchup at Central tonight, Don.
They got a running back. Taylor's got a running back. When we talked to Carroll, that is just explosive and very, very hard to bring down. So I got a feeling that that's going to make it a long night for the Bulldogs, only because of their youth. A lot of freshmen are playing, and they don't have a lot of kids out for football. Now you've got a couple big injuries for the Bulldogs. So we'll see. We hope for the best, but it could be a long night. Hey, Jimmy, what I need from you, and I know you will, you'll keep me abreast of how the Prairie game's going on, so we can talk about that on Hoosierland TV tonight.
You bet, Don. I'll be sending you updates as they happen.
Okay, great.
All right.
Great.
Well, thanks, guys.
One other game in the area is really big for the Hoosier Heartland Conference. And the coaches poll number 15 Eastern goes into Carroll, who's ranked number 7.
Oh, yeah.
Eastern's 3-1. Carroll's 4-0. Coach Bettner has played a lot of guys up there. They have a lot of juniors and seniors playing, but we've been talking to him each week. He's been working in some younger guys. They're playing a lot of people, scoring a lot of points. Their strength of schedule just hasn't been what it needs to be. I mean, but that's who you play each week when athletic directors put it on the schedule. But it's a big matchup for Carroll tonight, Don.
Yeah, we probably should have gone there versus going south. I almost penciled that game in. You know, I'm thinking the game is going to be in a couple of weeks when the Gophers head that way, especially if they win tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I honestly am looking forward to that Clinton Prairie Carroll game. That's one of them that I've been watching, this looking at the schedules and stuff, and that is one that I am really, besides the one tonight with Sheridan and Prairie,
right,
I'm really looking forward to that Clinton Prairie Carroll game. I think that's going to be a tough game.
And I want to let everybody know to make sure you tune in the morning at 9:00.
Yes,
Don and I will be on with all these coaches. We get a pretty good feel what happens on Friday night and what's going to happen the next week, and you can hear it in their voice sometimes, some of the struggles that they're facing as coaches, or, you know, sometimes the good things. But they do a really good job talking about all their teams and all their kids. And Don and I try to get as much information out of them as we can. And it's been a lot of fun the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, you guys do a great job with it, too. Don, we'll see you tonight. We'll see you both tomorrow morning, fellas.
Will do. Thanks.